Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Got raw milk? Well, don't drink it. Too many people are risking their health and the health of their children. Those are the words of Dr. Richard Raymond, former U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Food Safety. His opinion piece in Feedstuffs magazine sounds the alarm. Turn back the clock to 1890. We had an infant mortality rate of 25%. Raw milk and bad water certainly could shoulder a lot of that blame. In 1938, raw milk and bad water was still causing one-fourth of the illnesses. When I was a young kid, we drank raw milk. We milked 10 cows by hand, carried the buckets of milk to our house. Then we bottled it to sell it the next day in my grandfather's little grocery store. We even separated some of the milk and sold the cream in the store. The skim milk we fed to the pigs. No one drank skim milk then. The country knew about pasteurization back in those days, but it wasn't used much. It wasn't until 1948 that the state of Michigan mandated pasteurization of milk. And it wasn't until 1973 that the Food and Drug Administration published a rule mandating pasteurization. And in 1982, the FDA rule was finally approved. And Dr. Raymond reports that, and I quote, "Foodborne illnesses associated with milk and dairy products plummeted to less than 1% after the rule was enacted." The pasteurization heating process, it kills bacteria, sometimes found in raw milk, and the process helps to ensure a safer dairy product. However, we are beginning to ignore the risk of raw milk. Illnesses are on the rise. A number of outbreaks of E. coli have linked to dairy products that were not pasteurized. We have a movement today of organizations and people pushing everything natural, whatever that means. Of course, pasteurizing raw milk is not natural, although it is much safer. To insist on raw milk is to ignore science and put your children at risk. We don't really know what percentage of families are still using raw milk, but it's time they accepted the science of the 21st century. They try to tell us that pasteurizing destroys the healing powers of raw milk, and there's no science to verify that claim. I agree with Dr. Raymond. Don't drink that raw milk. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.